Good evening, Pirate Nation. It's cold, it's windy, it's Halloween. Vincent Price is talking. Other than that, it's just sectional 31 semifinal play. Welcome to Pirate Pride Sports Broadcasting's exclusive coverage of Pirate football, sponsored by Bill Broughton Trucking and Excavating. I'm Bud McQuillan, joined by Brian Keith, Adam Tolliver, executive producer Chuck Ledbetter here in the press box, as well as Brian Glover on the sideline. Tonight, your Pirates continue Class A Sectional 31 play in the 42nd Annual IHSAA State Football Tournament presented by the Indianapolis Colts. The Pirates get the opportunity tonight to avenge the one-point regular season loss to arch nemesis Brownstown in Lucas Oil Stadium by hosting the Braves here in a sectional semifinal game. How will these two teams match up after 9 weeks of play? And how might tonight's weather affect various matchups? We're about to find out. The Grayson Funeral Home pregame show kicks it off right after this. Here we go. There's the boot by Hernando. Going to be fielded on the run. A 20 fumbles a football. Pirates all over. I think they got it. They did get it. Pirate football at the 28-yard line of Brownstown. You felt good about that, Brian. He kept running up out of control. You could see he was going to struggle catching it, and he did. First down, Pirates, and the big, big turnover on the kickoff.
Wow. What? You couldn't ask for a better start, Glove, down there.
Absolutely not, and that was a big fumble recovery there, I think, by Jason Houchins.
Yeah, I thought it was Houchins. I didn't know for sure, but what a heads-up play. Got by one Pirate, but Houchins, the senior, ever on the ball. And now is the time. We got to make this one hurt and get a little pressure on them. First down, Pirates at the 29-yard line of Brownstown. Woods is wide right. Two wide receivers to the left. Single setback behind senior Tristan Chester. Gives the ball to Gaddy. He's got a hole. 25-20. 15-10. Down near the 5-yard line before he goes down. Big run by Antonio Gaddy. First and goal, Pirates.
Wow, what a start for the Pirates. Again, no harm done. You're 10 seconds in, but really some momentum on the way of the Pirates right now.
And remember what we said, early scores here could be big as we get later into this game.
Yeah, the precipitation's less than 30 miles off.
Well, let's get us a touchdown and start doing your rain dance, Mr. Glover. Let's go down there, buddy. We'll let you hide under the bleachers. You just get it raining good and hard. First and goal, Pirates. Wide receivers to each side. Single setback behind Chester. There's a snap. Give is a cutback to the left by Gotti. Outstanding defensive play is made out there and gets him. I thought he was going to the end zone, was about to say so, and a great play on defense by the Braves.
Very nice cutback, but still, Glove. I don't know if you can tell what yard line he's down to, but they're getting down there close.
Well, we're down to about the 2-yard line, and like I said, you know, Brownstown's coming up and packing, what, 8 or 9 in the box right now?
Absolutely.
So we've got to get our runs to the outside part of the field.
Now, Gaddy with a very nice cutback there. Took a great play by a Brave linebacker to stop that. So it's going to be second down and goal, 2-yard line. Chester ready to go. Same look, two wide receivers. Double tight end, give it straight ahead, and he's going nowhere.
No.
They blew that up. Everybody in the world knew where that was going, and they blew it up.
And that's going to be a flag in the end zone. It might be a personal foul on Brownstown.
Flag in the end zone. We're waiting to see what happens.
That's an automatic first down.
That was a skirmish between Eli Daniel and number 11.
Here it comes. There's the call. Personal foul. Brownstown. Personal foul. Charlestown. They weren't brave enough to make the call the way it should be.
At least they replay the down, which saves us a down. Is that right?
It depends. They're saying it was a dead ball foul, so it was after the play. So it'll make it third down and two. But, you know, I can't stand that either. Make the call or don't make the call. That's not what happened.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Personal foul on Brownstown, period.
That's actually third down, guys. That's third down play.
Absolutely. Third down and goal, Charlestown.
Two plays to get 6 feet.
Well, we got a nice spot on that, actually. I thought he lost a little bit.
He's still at the 2, Glove?
Yeah, just inside the 2.
Yeah.
Maybe a good place here for a bootleg. They're really keen on Gaddy every hand.
Well, we're running this around the shotgun with 2 wide. Gaddy, you're going to run the option. Nice fake by Chester. Touchdown, Pirates. Great job on the option by senior quarterback Tristan Chester. Fakes the pitch to Gotti, cuts it to his right. Touchdown, Charlestown. What a start to the game, Brian.
Could not ask for anything better. You kick off. You get a fumble by the Braves. 10 seconds in, you're down about the 5-yard line. You punch it in. What a great start with 10 minutes and 18 seconds left here in the first quarter at the Boneyard.
Big extra point here, Gleb. We got to do this right tonight.
Absolutely. These points, like I said, every point tonight's going to count big.
Play of the night right here, folks. This is the season, in my opinion, because the clock is running. If Brownstown gets a first down here, they can run a lot of this game away before we'll ever see it again and have points laying right there in front of them. I'm surprised that with their kicker, well, I guess it doesn't really matter to them. Here they come again. Everybody in the world knew
that
was
coming,
and he didn't get it. Pirates take him down for a 1-yard loss. What can you say about this defense, Brian? They have stepped up time and again.
You're not a kid. And that, as it looked like it was going to be there, can't tell with the muddy uniforms and the sleet and the snow, the rain, the hail, the hurricane, everything else we've had tonight. But what a big, big defensive stand that time as the Pirates stopped Donnell short on the toss sweep here with 4 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the Boneyard. And if you're not here, you're missing out, folks.
Well, I tell you, it was worth the rain, the cold, the sleet, and the snow to get here and see this thing. The exact opposite of Lucas Oil Stadium. It's late. The Pirates have the football.
Here in a low-scoring ball game.
Trailing by three. Similarity going on here, my friend. There's the give off the right side to Gaddy. He's not going to get nothing. They're going to stand him up for no gain, and we go under 4 minutes to play in this one. You know, we're down to 3:30. We need to get moving here. Looking, got a man open down the middle of the field. It's complete. Hit that 35. Break away at the 40, 45, 50. 45, 40, look out.
Oh, my God.
25, 30. 25, 30. Eli Daniel to the 10. Down to the 5.
Oh, my God.
Down to the 6-yard line of one of the greatest runs you'll ever see.
Woo!
Eli Daniel with the play of his life right there, fellas. 3:07 to go in this one. The Pirates are in business. First down and 10. First and goal at the 6.
Yeah, we need to burn some time.
Talk. Let you guys take it for a minute.
I'll take a score. I don't care how long it takes because I like my chances with this Pirate defense. And oh my goodness, what a play by Eli Daniel.
And what a pass by Tristan Chester. Let's not forget that pass that he delivered right on the numbers, but what a run by Eli Daniel.
The pass for 20 yards was great.
Holy
the run
shit.
For 70 was even more great. What a
259
run.
And counting.
It's counting here. The Pirates out of the eye.
Take your time. Hold
on to the ball.
Barking out the signals. Give his on Gaddy off the left. He spins down to the 2 with 2:40 and counting.
Holy.
In this thing. Easy does it, Chuck.
I don't worry about the clock, guys. I'm just telling you, you got to go punch one in, play your game. This is Coach Ward. What he says is going to do, we're going to keep it close, and we're going to make things happen in the fourth quarter.
I will tell you this, though. The play clock hasn't even started at 2:20.
Timeout,
Brownstown, Reed May. You need all your Hall of Fame thoughts right now, my friend. I have never seen a run like that since I've been at Charleston. That brother of his was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But Eli Daniel, breaking tackles.
That was
stumbling,
pure desire.
Stumbling, running, pure desire. I tell you what, we have been hard on E when he does things wrong, but tonight, Eli Daniel stepped up in the spotlight, and he has been a star.
That's right. That pass was spot on, too.
Just real quick, I think I probably screamed over top of you. Give a quick recap of what we just saw. I think I maybe screamed over top of you.
From Eli?
Eli catches the ball
about the 35-yard line.
Breaks several
tackles.
Gets all the way down to
the big field, broke two more tackles, got down to the 30, broke another tackle. They finally ran him down when he stumbled at the 6-yard line. But, folks, he was a man not going to be denied.
2 minutes, 23 seconds left. We want to set it up for everybody, folks. Brownstown leads at 16-13. Pirates have the ball all the way down, have it third and goal from the 3. What a ball game here in southern Indiana, and I hope people stuck around.
I think Charlestown has 2 timeouts, Brownstown 1 still remaining.
Third and goal from the 3-yard line. Tristan Chester under center, out of the eye backfield, barking out the signals. Give us to Gotti off the left. He's got it. He's got
touchdown,
it.
Touchdown, Pirates.
The Pirates go up 19. 14-16 with an extra point coming. 2:19 to play in the ball game. What a drive. But what a run by Eli Daniel. I will never, as long as I live, forget what that play looked like, folks. Eli Daniel stepped up and said, not today, Reed. I'm going to do what I can.
Big extra point here as you get you up more than a field goal, as you get you up for the required touchdown. And again, as we learned in Lucas Oil Stadium back on August 30th, we've done nothing yet. This is still a ball game with 2 minutes to go.
We know that way too well, don't we, folks?
This is so ironic, what's going on here. It's such a mirror image of what happened up in the Lucas Oil Stadium. I mean, the stage has been set for something spectacular to happen. This time we hope the Pirates can hang on.
We're right where we should be. Brownstown, I believe, is out of timeouts. Brownstown has no timeouts left. They called one earlier in the half, if you remember.
We went through that the last time.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm Coach Ward, I'm asking the officials
right
because
now.
The guy is a master of getting whatever he wants over there. There's no question about it. But this is an amazing second half performance. But I'm going to say it one more time. Eli Daniel.
What a play by Eli.
Eli broke a play.
And I can't wait to see. That's going to be on every highlight film the Pirates ever have. And I mean going back from the first day of football in 1972. He broke four or five tackles.
At least. I think that was before he got to midfield. Then he outruns people. Then he gets caught. He breaks another tackle.
1,022 listening now.
Pirates have 210, and we've called on the defense all night long. And we're going to call on them one more time. Straight back is Brown. Man after it.
And he's going down
at the 22. Pirates all over Mr. Brown. Second down in a mile. The Pirate defense is roaring right now.
And then hurry up offense.
Pirates need to get ready. Brown's ready to go. Minute 40. Back to throw. No pressure this time. He's going to wing it out.
Jason Williams!
Pirates on the intercepted.
Six.
Another senior with a huge play. Then take that, Brownstown.
Pirates.
Put this one on ice. 25.
Put out the lights. The party's over.
And the mighty second-rated Brownstown Braves have ran into the nightmare. Not on Elm Street. In the boneyard.
Hey, guys, just a real correction. That was number 26 on the pick six.
That's
26.
Right, Mr. Farmer.
That's correct.
Jared Farmer with the pick six.
Jared Farmer. Okay, it looked like a 20 from here, so... Jared Farmer on the pick six.
And that's going to send the Brownstown faithful headed back north.
They are not happy. They are streaming out of here with 1:31 to play. The Pirates will try and go up by 10. 25-16 with the extra point coming. Come on, fellas. There's the snap. It's a bad one.
Throw it.
There's the throw. It's complete.
Uh-oh.
Look out if he gets away. Here he goes, going down the left side. There's a good block. He gets it in.
A two-point conversion.
Bad snap.
Oh, my goodness.
The Pirates are living under the stars tonight.
That's just good, clean living, brother.
That's exactly right.
I'm sorry, Pirate Nation, if I'm yelling, but I can't tell you how exciting this is.
I think I just peed a little.
Brian Keith just ran me over. He mashed my head into the post here as he's running out there to run in that two-point conversion because I'm going to tell you something. Pirate seniors have stepped up in a major, major way. And when you live by that pass, you die by that pass. And we get the pick six from Farmer, put it on ice. This two-point conversion is the craziest thing I ever saw.
Guys, I will remind everybody of this. We have to kick off. If they go punch one in a quick score, they're an onside kick away. This thing is still not over, folks.
Not technically, yeah.
Well, it still isn't over, Debbie Doubter. But at the end of the day, you just sit down over there and relax, Dad.
No, it's not time for that.
We're going to see old 75 on the field again.
And he's going to have his pops down there hugging the hell out of him in a few minutes, hopefully.
You better go give him a big old kiss. But that was the play of
the
lifetime.
This is going to be the longest minute and 31 of my entire life.
27-16, Charlestown leads it.
Charlestown
takes two touchdowns because of that two-point conversion to beat us. So they got to put it in the end zone twice. There's the boot. This time I agree with the wobble. And it's bobbled. The wobble is bobbled. Now they do a quick pitch. Look out there. Get out. They got him down at the 35. First and 10, Brownstown. A buck 24 to go. Pirate defense coming on the field. And I am, if I don't pass out from lack of, somebody put a plastic bag over my head. I'm going to, you know, what's that thing? I got to get a little carbon monoxide.
I'm hyperventilating
up here, Glove.
Charlestown trying to advance to their fourth sectional title game in 5 years.
Not bad, huh?
I got to tell you all, the last thing, and Bud saw it. Austin comes over to give me a hug right before he goes out on the field. Gets down in my ear and says, Pops, don't worry. We got this.
I tell you what, I didn't hear him say it. I saw him give him the hug and saw him say something. None of my business what he said. But, you know, he's played like that all night. These seniors have played like they know this ain't it. They're not done yet. They got a story yet to write. And I will tell you, this half a football glove is as good as you'll ever get to see. It's incredible. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in every week. This is a night where it is truly great to be a Pirate. The Pirates with a big 27-16 sectional victory over second-rated Brownstown now move on to an advance to the sectional championship game for the fourth time in the past 5 years. But listen, folks, after what these Pirates did for us here tonight and the way they played and the great play by the senior Eli Daniel, and the great interception return by the senior, Jarrett Farmer. These guys, the next time they lose, they're done. So please, as many of you as we can get, let's invade North Harrison next week. And let's make sure that these Pirates know that the entire community of Charlestown is behind them.